Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
On today's show, we've been talking about taking some time to celebrate all the things that we love about New York. The institutions, lighting the Rockefeller Christmas tree, maybe dim sum in Chinatown, street performers, the ownership of at least three canvas tote bags, and of course, pizza. Don't at me, people from Chicago. Your pizza's fine, too, I guess. One of the most beloved New York institutions is the Green Market. Grow NYC was founded in 1970 as a policy organization, and in 1976, the organization launched the Green Market program. Green Market established weekly producers-only farmers markets in all five boroughs. So many New Yorkers and local farmers benefit from Green Market, from Green Market, which also provides food assistance programs to those in need. Here now to tell us a little bit more about the history of Green Market and Grow NYC, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, is Michael Hurwitz, Grow NYC's Director of Food Access and Agriculture. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm doing great. Got a sip of water there. Now I'm better. Call out for folks. What is your favorite thing about going to the Green Market? We want to hear from you. Do you want to give a shout out to some awesome food that you've bought at the market recently? Give us a call at 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280, or you can tweet to us at @allofitwnyc. What's your favorite thing about the Green Market? So I'm going to ask you for a little history lesson, Michael. Grow NYC was founded 50 years ago as the Council on the Environment of New York City. So what were the goals of the group, and then how did the Green Market grow, pardon the pun, grow out of that?
Well, 50 years ago, Grow NYC, the Council on the Environment of New York City, was started by mayoral decree by Mayor Lindsay and our fierce founder, Marion High School, who went to the mayor and said that we really need an organization that operates outside of city government that can improve the everyday lives of the environment of New York and help New Yorkers really take control of their environment. And even though we are an independent nonprofit, 501c3, we do have this quasi-governmental relationship. And out of that evolved, we started as a think tank, but really started creating programs. And creating programs like our gardening program, which helps create over 100 community gardens over the last 50 years. We did youth education and environmental education, and our former director, Mike Zamp, helped in create environments, High School for Environmental Studies. Mm-hmm. And then in 1976, Green Market's founding fathers, as you will, Barry Benepe and Bob Lewis, realized that we're losing hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland. And regardless of what neighborhood you lived in, there was very little access to the bounty that comes from within our region. And we're talking about New York State, which is a top 10 producer of so many agricultural products. And, you know, we still continue to lose one farm every 3 days here in the state. So they thought if New Yorkers had access, direct access to those farmers, and farmers could sell directly without middlemen to consumers, we could keep that farmland productive and viable and out of the hand of developers. And we've grown since then. So we opened in July 1976 with 12 producers on 59th Street and 2nd Avenue. And today we operate 51 Green Market locations with over 240 producers. We also operate 15 farm stands, most of which are run by young adults. And we operate 8 fresh food box sites, which are cooperative buying sites. We've really grown exponentially. And all of our food programs are really about those two missions, making sure that all New Yorkers have equitable access to regional product and that farmland can remain viable.
I want to pick up on that because I know a part of the Green Market's ethos is social justice. Can you draw the line between a green market and social justice?
Well, definitely. I mean, all of our work is grounded in values and mission. And fundamentally, it's about the people who are producing our land, our food, rather, the land that is sustaining us, and ensuring that that is what's prioritized, along with the communities that our markets are located in, and ensuring that there is equitable access. And we really start with, we believe that food access begins with availability. It's why we, our markets are in the diversity of communities in New York City. It's why the models that we create, whether it's a food box, a farm stand, or even our wholesale operation. Again, it's about making sure that this food is going everywhere. And so with our wholesale, we don't break down cases, we break down pallets, which means the same food that's being delivered to Gramercy Tavern is also going to Brownsville, is also going to a farm stand in the South Bronx. And we realize that our fates and our health and our wellness, whether it's physical wellness or social wellness, between urban and rural communities, they're linked. And everything that we do is premised upon those values and that mission.
My guest is Michael Horowitz from Grow NYC. He's Director of Food Access and Agriculture. We're talking about, hey, it's the 50th anniversary of Grow NYC. So on this 50th anniversary year, I'm sure you had some interesting decisions and choices to make regarding the pandemic. How have the green markets adapted?
I will definitely say that this was not the 50th anniversary that we were anticipating yeah. and planned for. But we, you know, we did start thinking very seriously and planning for COVID in February. Our team, our CEO, Marcel, and our staff began having these conversations knowing what was coming, though we didn't know what was coming. So we didn't really know what to plan for, but we knew we had to be ready for the unexpected. And some days it changed by the hour. But in early March, we started implementing procedures at all of our food access sites to ensure that we could provide the safest food option available. We cut off sampling immediately. We required our farmers to limit who could handle the product. So customers, when we didn't know that, we thought that anything that you touched could spread this virus, we ensured that farmers were wearing gloves, that our staff were wearing gloves. We implemented mask wearing ahead of time. And we also very early on implemented distancing. You know, the city of New York has been an incredible ally and partner. The food czar, Commissioner Garcia, and her team have allowed us to expand our permits so that we could spread out. We were open every day except for two, so that we really could take a two-day break and reconfigure all of our markets so that we could get creative. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we created markets, some that was like a game of Tetris, where we're snaking lines in one direction. And go to McCarran Park and you'll see one tent turned facing north and the one next to it facing south and the one next to it snaking a line around itself. Our staff every day was out there early in the mornings chalking out. It's amazing what you can do with a case of chalk, because that early on was our lifeline, was New Yorkers' lifelines to markets, because
y'all
our
like
team
the chalk.
Was out there.
I go to the right? green market a lot. There's a lot of chalk.
Arrow, whether it's an arrow, whether it's a line spacing. But really, you know, our team was amazing. And I have to shout out the Grow NYC staff from day one, not knowing, you know, what was coming down the pike. You know, obviously mm-hmm. nervous about the pandemic, but being out there day in, day out. Our farmers as well. They are such a lifeline. And you know, to be deemed essential. We've been essential since day one, but I think this season really highlights how essential our food access sites are, what our markets mean to this city, and then for, you know, the incredible community of support that we have out there.
Let's take some calls. Tricia is calling in on line two. Hi, Tricia. Thanks for calling. All of it, what do you love about the green market?
First of all, thanks for keeping them going. I love that I found and then bought the or, the a bunch of organic carrots that had the green tops on them with Irving the black swallowtail butterfly. I quickly searched it, found out he was about to turn into a chrysalis. I brought him home. He revived on the subway. He amused everyone, brought him home. And the fact that this, he opened up an entire world for me. And it was because of being able to walk through on my way home from the dentist and pick up some organic carrot greens from my rabbits from a rescue in Prospect Park. It was one of those beautiful things, and I'm now currently looking at my last miracle, soon to be named Milagro caterpillar, who's going to go to Mexico, and it all was because of the farmer's market.
That is a great story. Did not see where it was going, but I loved it all the way, the entire journey. Thanks for calling in, Tricia. We have Mimi on from Twitter says, summer corn, everything. I love the green market. Dave on line three has a question, I believe, and a stand that he loves. Hi, Dave. Thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you doing? Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the green market, and thank you for coming back so quickly during the pandemic. But one of my favorite vendors, Ronnie Brook Farms, is still not back. Do you have any information on when they're going to come back?
Well, first of all, thank you for being at market. Ronnie Brook is at a number of our current markets, so I'm not sure which one you shop at. I know that they're back at Union Square on Saturdays, and they were here this past Wednesday. But if you go to our website, you'll be able to know who's where, when. And you know, a lot of our farmers early on had staffing challenges. Some weren't sure if it was safe to be in the city. That said, you know, we have been operating with, except for 2 days since March 8th, all of our sites. We have 82 individual sites operating right now between the three retail programs. But I assure you, if you go on our website, you'll be able to find who's where.
Just want to ask you one quick question before we wrap up. You know, food scarcity is an issue currently, is going to be a huge issue going forward. How do the green market and Grow NYC help New Yorkers with food access?
Listen, our model is incredible because we're so flexible, and there are some days we wish we had a lot more infrastructure. But the reason why after Hurricane Sandy, why after 9/11, why for the last 6 months we've been able to really be up and fully operational is because of the nature of what we do. And there is an abundance of regional product. And every day we are working and trying to figure out how to get that product into the city, whether it's through our wholesale program, whether it's through the retail markets. You know, our grains program, the Grow NYC grains is a great example that when there was limited supply, in fact, no supply in supupermarkets, our sales of grains through our grain stand at market were up 200% this past year because we're shortening those supply chains. It's direct farmer to consumer, and we really are less susceptible to those disruptions in our industrial supply chains. Because we're prioritizing our customers and prioritizing our consumers and our farmers, that's what gets prioritized.
Mm-hmm. I've been speaking with Michael Hurwitz, Grow NYC's Director of Food Access and Agriculture. Happy 50th to you and to all the people in your tribe. We appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you so much for having us. And very clearly, New York is alive and well and looking